8 and 9. God is addressing Cain about his brother, Abel. Yes, chapters 4, And we go back and look at chapter 3, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. You can find out what brought this about. You can read it when you get home. But I'm going to take off from verse number 8. All right? If you would just look back, you'll pick up the rest of the story. And here Cain and Abel, two brothers, who are the first young men ever born on the face of the earth. Two brothers born of Adam and Eve. And the whole confusion here about what happened brought this about concerning the slaying and the killing of his brother was the sacrifice offered. Cain brought to the Lord from the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the field. His brother Abel brought a live offering that he sacrificed for the Lord, a sheep. And it was the firstling, his first sheep that he had, purified, clean, that he made that offering to God. In that, when God received Abel's offering and rejected Cain's offering, that's where the devil stepped in. Now we see the very first evil fight, the meanness, the jealousy, all from Satan himself creeping into Cain and caused him to kill his brother. Amen? God was pleased with Abel and his offering of sacrifice because he took a live animal, shed it in blood for the offering. Yeah. See the activities here. He's creeping up. Satan is getting ready to move with his wrath and his envy, his jealousy and hate planted in the heart of Cain to the point that he committed homicide, killing his brother. And not only that, he beat him so bad that when the bones left untouched, he broke every bone in the boy's body. Destructed and destroyed him so bad. Amen. The Bible said there wasn't a bone left that was not broken. That's evilness. That's hatefulness. Amen. And we see some of that attitude today in our community. Yeah, going on among the brethren. Amen. The Lord said unto Cain, where is your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? What's the response? Yes. God knows our heart. And he knows where we are at all times. He knows what we're doing. And he's able to avenge you. Amen. He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. Yes. You can't run. And you can't hide. Amen. You do crime in the community. You can't run. You think you got away. You think you ducked the authorities for a week, a season. But God knows where you are. Amen. You will never get away from him. Amen. He got his eyes on the sparrow. Amen. Amen. You can't hide. God hears the moan. God hears the cries of these young ladies, these young mothers today. Cries of their moaning and their groaning for their young sons who have lost their lives. Barely out of the teenage years, and they have lost their lives forever. Didn't have an opportunity to dream their dreams and hopes. Because of some evilness took over, snuffed their lives out. Amen. The devil is alive. God is still able to bend. He's still able to carry you through. He's still able to sustain you. Our prayer is with these mothers today. Amen. I was just at a funeral of two young men not long ago, last week, amen. One was on a Saturday, and the other one on Monday. Both of the young men just turning 20, amen. One went to the aid to help the other one. Man shot him in the back of the head, shot the other one, amen. I sit there and cry for these mothers. And then we thought about the mother's son that did the deed. Then we got to pray for them too, amen. Now they going through something, amen, against this evilness, amen. We ought not to point the finger. We ought to be praying for them. But God got a remedy. Amen. He got a remedy. Whatever a man does, you have reason for it. Amen. Whatever sin you're going to pay for. You might say, I'm sorry. That's all right. But you still got to pay for the deed that you've done. Amen. You might lose your life behind it. Even though you ask God to forgive you, you still got to pay for the crime. God has ordained the laws of the land to do just that. Wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're going to pay the cost for your actions. Young man, you're going to pay the cost. You're going to pay the price for your activities today. Amen. Murderer is a very grave situation before God. It's a very serious act before God. Here in verse 10, and then through the 16th verse here, God himself dealt with the penalty of sin, the first homicide. Yeah, in verse 10, amen, the voice of one brother crying out. Amen. I'm going to just highlight the verse. You can jot them down and read them when you get home. But here, when he asked the question, Cain, about where his brother was, Cain tried to get away from it, lie about it. Amen. Now that I hear the blood cries from the ground about your brother. Amen. You hear in verse 11, he said, you're cursed, Cain. You're cursed from the face of the earth. Amen. Amen. When we sin and stand against the laws of God, the laws of God is the laws of the land. Amen. Created and given to our forefathers by God. Amen. You say you're cursed from the face of the earth. Amen. He was cursed for the deeds that he did. Amen. And he get worse. Amen. In verse 12, you shall be a fugitive, God is telling us. You're going to be a fugitive and a vagabond. Amen. And a wanderer. Amen. They took him and sent him to the land of Nod. Amen. He went there for his greater punishment. He was taken out of the society. Amen. He was taken away from humans and placed in the wilderness alone. Amen. He was placed out there to wander, have his own mind messed up about the murder that he did. If you notice here, earlier on, in the first of the human race, God didn't take his life, but he separated him from society. Today, we do the same thing. When you get 30 to 50 years in life, alive in prison, it's the same process, amen. God take him, he's taking him out of the society because they have no business in the society, amen. And we'll put him away for 50 years to life, amen. We're still following the process that God himself ordained, amen. And it's right to do the will of a person mess up, amen. If they get out there and commit crime and murdering and rape, amen. The law says we got to punish them, and Christian folks are held responsible. Amen. Amen. We got to do our duty. We got to do. You might not want to do it. We all get called down to the courthouse. Say, what did the stand jury do? Start moaning and groaning. That's part of your civic responsibility. Amen. I don't want to go down there. No. God said you are responsible. You get down there and stand up for what is right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't want to hear this. He is concerned. He is concerned. Amen. God is concerned. The Lord said, whosoever try to kill him, talking about Cain. If anybody lay hand on him, I'm gonna punish you sevenfold. So well, God didn't want nobody to kill him and take revenge and kill him. He don't want us to do that today. Amen. He just said, look, I'm gonna send him away. I'm gonna take care of him. Don't you touch him. I'm gonna take care of him. God was directly involved in this murder situation. Amen. He said, I'm going to take care of that. That word Nod, N-O-B, means, N-O-D, means one. Where he was out, isolated in the desert somewhere, walking around like an animal. Amen. No human beings to talk to. Amen. But this, I'm going to tell you what happened to him. And he went on in the presence of the Lord. He went on from the presence of the Lord. Where he mentally had a family. Amen. I said he eventually had a family out there in the wilderness. But what happened to that? He had descendants, but they did not prosper. Cain's descendants, if you notice the chart, did not intermingle with Seth, the third son that Adam and Eve had, was named Seth. The first one to call on the name of the Lord. His family did not intermingle with Seth's family. His family phased out from the face of the earth. Because God was not about to use that type of situation called human. So he faded out his family. But they grew, they died out, and was not multiplied no more on the face of the earth. That family is the reason we are here today. The family that came from Seth is the family that multiplies and brought you and I here today. Because he was the first man to call on the name of the Lord. Is there any blame for all of the outrage of our youth and black-on-black crime today? Oh, yes. A lot of it. First, the youth himself is responsible for every evil work and activity that he does. Let me repeat that. First, the youth himself, or her, is responsible for their own action. Each one of these young men who break the laws of our land will be punished accordingly. Nobody has ever gotten away. It might seem like it. There was a man that murdered those girls there back there in Alabama back in the 60s. He got away for years, but when he got old, God hunted him out. I don't know where he died already, but he was in his 70s, sitting up in jail. See, you ain't gonna get away from God. See, he suffered a long time. Radio audience right now. God just got y'all here to support me. And if you hear what is coming out from the word, I need to hear you say amen. Firm. Grandparents. Brothers. Sisters. The uncles and the aunts, cousins, are responsible for each and every youth in their family to a certain degree. We're responsible, y'all. Somebody knows somebody that is able to help somebody else know that same person. If you know God, why? You are not saying anything to your relative. If you know him, you don't get to that. You know that God has commanded us to teach and raise our children in the way that they should go. Mothers and fathers, I want you to encourage your young people. Come out from the yard for a few minutes. Call them in the house for a few minutes. I want you to tune in to
KPRO, Inspirational Radio, 1570 AM.
And I want you to set them down to hear the word of the Lord. So we're truly able to do something about this black crime in our community. Yes, you're responsible for the deeds that they are doing. Yes, every young man from age 6 to 7 years old. I said from age 6 to age 7, need to hear the word of the Lord. And I say 7 because we ought to have enough wisdom at that age to be able to distribute it, some of us, to these younger people under us. Amen? I'm just a few days from 37, 37 and 10, I'm sorry. Amen. I thought it took care of I feel like I'm 25 or 30. Amen. Amen. Not knowing the Holy Ghost that keeps me feeling this way. Amen. But we have something that we need to share with these young people. Each and every one of them. Amen. Need to stop and hear the word of the Lord. Am I my brother's keeper? Here in Proverbs 22 and 6. Keep your Bible if you don't have it. Just keep up with me, if you will. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he get old, she will not depart from it. We are encouraged. Train up our children. It is a parent's responsibility to instruct their children in the right way of life. Yes. If we fail here, we will surely pay the consequence. If we fail to raise up our children in the knowledge of God, we will surely pay the consequence. God is able. We're crying and moaning and never told our children about the way of life. This is nobody thought was going on. In America, there is no reason for no one to not have heard the word of God. We've been blessed going in and coming out. And we still turn our back and walk away from God. Men is on the uprise because they have turned and left their first love. Deuteronomy 6 and 7 says, teach our children. Teach them in the word of the Lord. Teach them at midnight. Teach them early in the morning. Teach them in their going down in the evening. In other words, 24/7. We ought to be sharing the good news in our household. You brought me home, the rock in here. You were my God.
The Bible said in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You've been listening to The Gospel with Brother Moore.